Oh, with your radio, got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out. Honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio.
Because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump is pressuring his own Justice Department to pay him $230 million as a settlement from two previous investigations, one involving potential ties he had to Russia in the 2016 election, the other related to the handling of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Vice President J.D. Vance in Israel meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and saying of the ceasefire,
"We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel."
President Trump's pick to lead a federal watchdog agency has withdrawn his name from consideration, Paul Ingrassia, after multiple offensive text messages were found on his phone. Construction of the White House ballroom goes on at the same time as destruction of the White House East Wing, the National Trust for Historic Preservation, asking for a pause so a public review can take place. This is ABC News. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley has been speaking all night criticizing what's happening in the federal government right now.
"I've come to the Senate floor tonight to ring the alarm bells. We're in the most perilous moment, the biggest threat to our republic since the Civil War."
He's been speaking for going on 11 hours now. Meantime, it's day 22 of the federal government shutdown. Republican Senator Katie Britt from Alabama.
"Money is running out, and people will go without their SNAP benefits as soon as the end of this month or the very beginning of the next month. Look, these are real things. These are real consequences, and this is what I wish my Democrat colleagues would realize."
Democrats are holding out for a restoration of Medicaid benefits and an extension of subsidies to help millions pay for their health insurance premiums. Tropical storm Melissa expected to become a hurricane within the next week. The main threat right now, torrential rain and severe winds in Jamaica, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Cuba. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
"Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive home and auto bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week."
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. "Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me. But I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze."
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Advocates for firearm safety were at the Capitol on Tuesday. Melissa Tuttle Carr with Moms Demand Action says they're advocating for action that would include allowing courts and police to take guns from people deemed a risk to themselves or others. Similar bills like extreme risk protection and requiring background checks for all firearms transfers have repeatedly failed to advance in the Republican-controlled legislature. Governor Tony Evers warning that food share funding will run out if the federal government shutdown continues. We get more from Sean Maloney.
The shutdown is now in its third week, and Democratic Governor Tony Evers says the Trump administration recently notified Wisconsin that there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits. Evers says food share, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy, and nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites could be without access to basic food and groceries if the shutdown continues.
That's Sean Maloney. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompereHome.com today. We're Compere Home, and we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compere Home, we've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompereHome.com today. We're Compere Home. And we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy, breezy, and colder night with lows in the upper 30s to 40. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high right around 50. And a high in the low 50s on Thursday with sunshine. Temps continue to warm up through the rest of the week into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was Sunday morning, I was 7 years old, in the backyard playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, and my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied. Talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes. Said mama, leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, our little boy's gonna have a lot of fun. Cause he's gonna live forever if the good die young. Constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, all there ain't a sin that's gonna hold you, son. Cause you're gonna live forever if the good
just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all, you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. You don't understand, they keep a showing my hands and not my face on TV.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. She ran calling Wildfire. She ran the dark of the moon, I planted, but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now. six nights in a row. She's coming for me, I know. And on Wildfire, we're both gonna go. We'll be riding Wildfire. We'll be riding Wildfire. We'll be riding.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Lawrence running behind on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 30s, expecting 50s today with more clouds. And have temperatures in the 30s, expecting 50s today with more clouds. And we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll have Hunter Erm in talking with Colin Woodall from the NCBA on the proposal to increase Argentinian beef imports. And we'll have more on that here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. The Wisconsin Pork Association and UW Extension is holding a swine farrow to wean seminar. This is going to be coming up on Tuesday, November 18th. This will be held at the West Madison Ag Research Station in Verona. Pork producers and allied industry members are invited to attend. The evening will begin at 5:30 p.m. with dinner, followed by the program from 6 until 8 p.m. The seminar will assist pork producers with learning strategies to increase farrowing rates and maximize sow productivity, enhance piglet livability, and understand some common obstacles that arise during farrowing and through the weaning period. Now, if you'd like more information, you can contact the Wisconsin Pork Association or UW Extension. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I started making supplements for dairy cows in my garage and selling them to local farmers. Now First Choice Dairy Supply distributes products all across the U.S. and in 50 countries around the world. I'm Tucker Silverhorn, president of First Choice Dairy Supply, and I've been a member of Wisconsin Credit Union for over 20 years. I have a master's degree in organic chemistry. I know how to make these products, but I am not a money person. I need a partner with financial expertise, and that's Wisconsin Credit Union. I trust Wisconsin with all my financial matters because they've done such a good job of bringing different solutions to the table, being open and clear with their communication. As a business owner, I wear a lot of hats. One day I might be working on chemistry. One day I might be developing a new product. The next day I might be doing sales. Next day I might be plowing this parking lot. Having Wisconsin Credit Union come down and spend time with me, that's been really valuable for me. I run the science. They help me run the business.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, we're with Katie Carpenter of Ag in the Classroom in New York. Tell us about Ag in the Classroom, Katie.
Hi, John. Well, New York Agriculture in the Classroom is an outreach program of Cornell University. Our job is to help pre-K through 12th grade teachers use food and agriculture as a context for learning. We take what they have to teach, those core academic content standards, and give teachers opportunities to help make those connections to the natural world. We want to make sure their students have authentic learning experiences and can feel and grow a connection to be more agriculturally literate.
you're training people who may or may not end up in agriculture.
That is exactly it. My vision for agricultural education is that our students who start school at kindergarten until they graduate, every year they have a chance to connect with food and agriculture, whether that's making maple syrup in their classroom, doing a deep exploration of corn, and maybe even eventually joining FFA if that opportunity exists for them and taking agricultural education classes. We don't know where their journey will lead them, but we do know that they're going to eat. We know that they're going to be making informed decisions as consumers someday. So we want them, by the time that they leave high school, our mission is to make sure that they can understand and communicate the source and value of agriculture in their daily lives.
Give us a specific slice of ag in the classroom, what it's like.
Sure. So some of our favorite experiences is working with classroom teachers. So we especially love to give teachers these opportunities and kind of build an experience for them. So for example, in third grade, they may be learning about circumference. And so our classroom teachers who have gone through our programming, find our lessons and resources, they may decide to make maple syrup with their students, but they're learning about circumference. So they go outside and they're able to measure the circumference of a maple tree and then make informed decisions of how many taps could we put into this tree. So taking opportunities that exist in the natural world and in agriculture to make direct connections with their classroom curriculum.
That's fascinating. So you have an interesting background all of your own that really brought you to this point in your career.
So I grew up in the very northern portion of New York. So I was lucky to spend a lot of time on my grandfather's hay crop operation and really gain an influence of education and agriculture. I come from a long line of teachers, was a really natural connection for me. And my world kind of all came together in seventh grade when I joined FFA and started taking ag education classes. That really changed the trajectory of my life.
You were a state officer for FFA.
I was. It was such a transformational moment in my growth in agricultural education. It was the moment of spending time with agriculture teachers that I knew that this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And that led me to the best experiences of working for the ag educators as an intern, which evolved into working at the Oswegatchie FFA camp, which evolved into doing a summer internship with National 4-H, and learning all these different aspects of agricultural education just continued to put me on the path of knowing that this is where I'm meant to be.
You know, from the outside in, Katie, that officer team really looks special. It looks like you're making lifelong friendships on that team. Can you testify to that?
The friends and now colleagues that I met while being part of agricultural education are people that I still call on every day. So one of the really cool things, a young woman who was a state officer a few years after me posted on social media that she was doing an open house for Western New York Energy, ethanol production in Medina in Western New York. And I messaged her, and because we already had this existing relationship, Amanda and I were able to talk, and we actually hosted a virtual field trip at their operation. And we had thousands of students from across New York State to learn about the largest corn buyer in New York State, why that's important, the products that they're making, and how they are sure to use every byproduct of that corn for usable products in our everyday lives. So small connections that may seem small when you're 17 or 18 years old that lead to lifelong opportunities to connect and learn from one another and share that with others.
Katie Carpenter of the Ag in the Classroom program from Cornell. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight right to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Told my
this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. I'm always running, I'm always running behind. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Lord, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Lawrence running behind here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. 43 in downtown Durand. Let's review markets from overnight and yesterday. This morning in the milk markets, November milk up 18 to 17.16. December up 2 to 16.53. January up 1 to 16.11. February up 8 at 16.24. Cheese markets yesterday were mixed. Barrels up a quarter to 177.5. 40-pound blocks down 3 to 176.5. 12 trade of block on the day. Cash butter steady at 158.3 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 111.5. 1 trade on the day. Dry way up a half to 67. 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, the livestock complex was well supported by traders as all three of the markets closed higher on Tuesday. Now, there's still no trade developing in the Fed cash cattle market, but with feedlots hoping to see prices higher yet again, it wasn't surprising to see the trade being somewhat delayed. Hog markets also appear to be finding a bottom in the market, and today will be critical to see if they can extend on the gains. Now, live and feeder cattle markets and hogs are all called mixed to start the day. October live cattle opens the day at 243.67, December 245.42, February 246.27. October feeder cattle open at 372.92, November 373.47, January 370.27. December hogs open the day at 83.27, February 85.75, April at 90 even. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, there's been the mixed trade talk. And so the grain markets are relatively flat today. Now, the corn and soybean markets traded higher early, then closed lower yesterday. Some of that was due to some of those trade issues and also, again, the positive weather for the harvest. Now, President Trump suggested yesterday that his upcoming meeting with the Chinese president may not happen now. With the wishy-washy talk out of Washington combined with little trade data, traders are keeping market positions close to the vests. That will leave little room for the markets to gain any direction. This morning, December, March, and May corn all up a quarter. December at 420, March 434, May at 442. New crop 26 up a half to 455.5. November beans up 2 to 10.32¾. January up 2¼ to 10.50¾. March up 1¼ to 10.64. New crop 26 up 1¾ to 10.74½. December soybean meal up down now $1.10 to 285.80. December soybean oil up 13 cents to 50.78. Chicago wheat, December and March both down 3/4. December at 499.5. March, 5.15¾. Minneapolis wheat, December and March, both up 3/4. December at 5.45½. March at 5.66. Energy markets this morning, December crude oil up $1.15 to $58.39. January up $1.07 to $58.23. Meanwhile, November and December gas both up 3 cents. November at 185, December at 180. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Local markets from Tuesday at Alcivia Durand. Cash corn 360, December 365, January 364, new crop 26, 395. Cash beans 931, December 939, January 944, new crop 26, 963. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 369¾, November 369¾, December 374¾, and January 389¾. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 370, December 373, January 379. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 364, cash beans 945. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 365, new crop 26405, cash beans 936, new crop 26983. At Red Wing Grains, cash in November corn 381, April 411, new crop 26410. Cash beans 956, November 966, April 1027, new crop 26, 1012. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 366, December 367, cash beans 949, December 956. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 198 to 220, market cows 111 to 167, bulls 156 to 202, calves 710 to 1780, beef steers at 268 to 545, Holstein steers 208 to 505. Sheep markets, light lambs 230 and down, market lambs 240 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 185 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 242, finished beef heifers 230 to 240, 50, finished dairy steers 210 to 221, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 155 to 194. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads, great for you, and so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage, weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans, also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Skechers, comfort is a technology. That's right. You don't just make a shoe and hope it comes out comfortable. It takes research, innovations, compounds, engineering, and so much more to feel so comfortable you'd swear you're wearing pillows on your feet. We have features like Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam and fits like Relax Fit, Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Arch Fit, and so many more to make the shoe feel like it was custom-made just for your foot. Plus, we have hands-free Skechers Slip-ins technology. Just step it and go. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my headstone be a neon sign. Just let it burn.
Yeah, they ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't pickup truck. Hey, going down till the sun comes up. On Saturday, her folks don't know he's on his way. The stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, mom, your daughter's gone, and they're gonna get
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
When it comes to love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, NCBA's CEO Colin Woodall is responding to comments from President Trump suggesting importing Argentinian beef as a solution to lower beef prices. Hunter Ehrman has more.
I'm here with NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. Colin, President Trump has been talking about potentially importing beef from Argentina as a way to address higher beef prices. Colin, what is NCBA's response to this plan?
Well, we are extremely concerned with the plan, but probably more importantly, we are just flat disappointed that this is the approach that the president has taken. We understand what he is trying to do, but what he does not realize is that in trying to bring the price of beef down for the consumer, it means he's going to bring down the price being paid for cattle for U.S. producers. So in effect, this is a direct attack on U.S. cattle producers, and it negates so much of the work that we have done over the years to build the overall quality of our product, a quality that we're very proud of. When you see the amount of beef that is grading choice and prime, the consumer likes what we are giving them, and they've made it very clear that they want more of it, and that's why demand remains at almost a 40-year high, and that the consumer is still buying our great product. And unfortunately, the president's plan will have a huge impact on how we as cattle producers can capitalize on that.
Colin, what is your message to the public or to the administration about how ideas like this impact family farmers and ranchers here in the U.S.?
It was pretty simple. Come talk to us. You know, we've had a great relationship with the White House and with the Secretary of Agriculture. They know that we are good partners and we have facts and figures. Just come visit with us, and we can talk through any issue that pops up. But there also needs to be a realization from the president, from the secretary, that any offhanded comment, as innocuous as they may think that it is, can have huge ramifications on the marketplace. And we saw that on Friday when the futures markets just absolutely crashed. And that cost this industry and a lot of cattle producers a lot of money. And for nothing more than just a passing comment on a plan that wasn't even fully formed. And that is unfortunate that this is not just about what could happen to us financially if the president moves forward with this plan, but what has already hit us as cattle producers just simply because of his comments.
Colin, thank you so much for the update today.
Thank you, Hunter.
Thanks, Hunter. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Cali.
The clouds will stick around for another day today in our ag weather forecast. Do have a chance of some showers as well. It's going to be another windy day as well, but then things begin to calm down for the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 50% chance of a shower. Highs 43 to 48, relative humidities at 64 to 69%. Northwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 27 to 32, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 46 to 51, relative humidities at 49 to 54%, northwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Thursday night, mostly clear, lows 25 to 30. Friday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 55 to 60. For Sunday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 60 to 65. For Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 60 to 65.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Halloween wasn't invented by costume shops, candy makers, and little monsters craving a sugar buzz. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned and learn the origins of Halloween as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Ghosts and treats are part of our Halloween tradition, which long ago was a seriously scary time of year. Jan Brin is an extension educator at Michigan State University and has researched the origins and legends of Halloween. She says it goes back 2,000 years to the Samhain, which was a Gaelic festival marking the end of the harvest season and the beginning of the darker season.
The Samhain druids believed that the dead played tricks to cause panic and destruction, so they gave food to appease them, and the Celtic farmers believed one day a year, the season of life, met the season of death, when the spirits could rise from the graves and walk among the living. The druid priests would try to foretell the village's survival of winter with bonfires, and they disguised themselves to repel and confuse those spirits.
In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III established this day as All Hallows' Eve, the day before All Saints' Day. Brin says Irish children carved out turnips and lit them to commemorate Jack, an Irish villain who played tricks on the devil. Jack was rejected by both the devil and heaven, wandered the earth, and was warmed by the candle in the turnip.
He pleaded with the devil to help him to find his way, and the devil gave him a live coal to light his way by putting it in one of those turnips that he was eating. So ever since, Jack's been doomed to wander the darkness with his lantern until Judgment Day, and there we get Jack of the Lantern.
In the 1930s, Brin says Halloween pranks became vandalism. Merchants discovered if they gave the hoodlums candy, they wouldn't be so destructive. Learn more about Halloween traditions at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be wanting nearly $250 million from his own Justice Department. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Sources tell ABC News that President Trump is pushing for a personal $230 million payout from the Justice